here we are again for part three, because we cannot shut up.
Oh, don't look at me like that.
Okay, so you can't shut up, because you can't shut up. All right, we're going to get this done. I can't imagine there's anybody that's going to listen to all three of these parts, but anyway.
She, of course, is Raven.
Yes, she. I of course am Raven.
Of course you're Raven.
Of course I am.
Of course you are.
And you are Bear.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
La da 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 da. What? Oop.
Her boyfriend. Oh. Well, no, it wasn't her boyfriend.
Yes, it was.
Oh, it was?
That time it was, I think. Okay, do the next question.
Where were we? I don't remember. Best describes you inside the bedroom. Do you have any tattoos or piercings? And since she's busy at the moment, I will answer. Yes, I have a tribal bear tattoo. Of course, it was messed up by the person doing the tattoo, so it looks more like a tiger than a bear, but still, it was intended to be a bear.
We have to get it fixed.
Yeah, we will.
I have a fleur-de-lis, a memorial tattoo for my father on my leg. And it says fleur-de-lis because it's the Saints, New Orleans Saints, which those of you who have been on my Facebook page or followed me know that I am a rabid New Orleans Saints fan.
Rabid fits well. The kids, when they find out that we're about to sit down and watch a football game, leave. They say that Mama is scary.
I'm not scary. You're just scary. Intense.
Exactly. You're scary.
Okay, here we go. Oh, and piercings. I also have my ears pierced. And I used to have my cartilage on my ear pierced, but I let it close up. I want to get my nose pierced.
Oh.
And, yeah.
You know my thing about that.
Yeah.
The side is okay.
Right. I'm not going to get a ring through my nose.
Yeah, the bull ring, you know, well, if you're a submissive personality, then I can see it, but she's not submissive. Well, she is sometimes, but...
What?
Not very often.
Oh, hush. Okay, anyway, moving on. Going to make this one short. 17. Have you ever come without touching your penis pussy?
I have come on many occasions without touching my pussy. Although I can't really say that I haven't come without touching my penis because, well, that is kind of how it's done.
But people can have hands for you. I can have hands for orgasms.
Yes, you can have hands for orgasms.
Yes, I just have to have the right sound stimulation.
True. Or a good tongue.
Well, okay, no, but that doesn't count for the question. Yeah, they're talking stimulation. She should have put it, have you ever come without stimulation for your penis and pussy? So, I can. It's a good thing. All right, so moving on. Number 18. What is your record for coming in 24 hours? Did you challenge yourself to it, or did it just happen? Are you multi-orgasmic?
It just kind of happened. It wasn't our first or second, third or fourth time. Of course, they said 24 hours, not 48. Yeah, it was about 48 hours long with a little four-hour break to not be exhausted. And it was pretty much the entire time. So I think that would probably be it, and there was no way to count.
When did we average, for you, was it like one every 30 minutes? Every 45 minutes?
I was concentrating on something other than the clock at that point.
That's true. Did we have clocks at that point?
Oh,
I don't think we had a clock. You were still living out of boxes.
Oh, yeah, I had moved right before Raven and I got together. And so there were boxes lining the walls, no curtains. Of course, that's a different story.
We're not getting into that story.
All right, okay.
Yeah, and I moved
in with him. Oh, I'm sure it'll get told eventually.
I moved in with him 2 weeks after our first date.
Yeah. And she didn't come. Oh, that's the story.
No. You can't do that. Okay. It'll take too long. We're trying to make this one short. Did you challenge yourself to it?
No. It was just the way it happened.
It wasn't a challenge?
No. It wasn't.
You were up for the challenge. You were up for the challenge if it was.
And I wouldn't call it challenging. We were having fun.
Are you multi-orgasmic?
I think we already answered that question.
Yeah. That was, you know. Well, I don't know. Multi-orgasmic, does that mean one right after the other?
It can. But it also, basically without stopping in between. Of course, that's more for the guy's definition. But either way, you know, you have been...
I'm not multi-orgasmic, though.
Occasionally.
Well...
It takes a good time, but...
If you're talking... Well, you have one. Okay, if you're talking about in one session of sex, however long that takes, yeah, I'm multi-orgasmic. Mm-hmm. But I thought multi-orgasmic was just one right after the other, pow, 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 pow.
Well, if you stretch out those pows by a little bit, then you still qualify.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, well, I guess I am multi-orgasmic. My record for coming in 20, I have no idea.
I'm not even sure it was the same time it was with me.
I think it was.
Okay.
Yeah. Because it was like the new toy. Like, wow!
I was the new toy. She was the new toy. She was an awful cute toy. Still is.
Okay. Thank you, baby. Okay. What is on your sexual bucket list?
Ivy Doom Kitty.
Yes. For both of us at the same time.
Yes.
Ivy Doom Kitty is our sexual bucket list.
I am a fan of Curvy, and she is...
exceptional.
Yes.
She is a gorgeous woman. If you do not know the cosplayer, Ivy Doom Kitty, go to the internet and look her up.
You
need to look her up. She is beautiful and a genuinely nice person from what I can tell.
Well, you've had a couple conversations with her, so...
Yeah, yeah. I have a fan... A wonderful fan who is also a fan of Ivy Doom Kitties. So he bought me her calendar for this year and a whole bunch of her posters, and she signed them and kissed them for me and everything.
Yes, I had to fight my son off of them.
Both of our kids, okay. My daughter's bi, and both of our kids just oohed and awed over.
I finally had to hide
Ivy Doom Kitty, yeah. Anyway, so yeah, our sexual bucket list is to do Ivy Doom Kitty. You know what? I'd do Mr. Ivy Doom Kitty, too.
You would.
I would. He's cute.
If you say so.
Is Dave Turner is his name, and he cosplays as well, but he's also an artist.
Very good artist.
He is a very good artist. He specializes in drawing women with big butts.
That's why I like him.
That's why Ivy likes him, too, I bet. She is his favorite model.
And rightly so.
Okay, so, yeah, Mr. Ivy Doom Kitty would be good too.
I'm sure if we were in the middle of doing her, then he'd probably be part of the deal.
Okay, describe what an orgasm feels like to you, hopefully while having an orgasm.
Oh, well.
He could have been He could have been sitting here having an orgasm, and you never would have known because he is absolutely mute in bed.
Okay, that's not quite true. They would have known because I wouldn't have been talking.
Okay, maybe.
Yeah, the breathing changes. She tells me that her biggest thrill in all of this is when I squint my eyes and clench my jaw, because that is her only real clue that it's happening. I don't know why. I think it's because I kind of tend to hold my breath during the middle of it, through it. I don't know. So it's hard to vocalize and hold your breath at the same time, I guess. I'm sure there's other reasons, but that's basically it. So no, I'm not going to be having an orgasm for this question, simply because it's audio and it just wouldn't work.
Okay, so, but describe what an orgasm feels like to you.
Okay, I'll try. Let me think. Done. Done. Yes.
That's terrible.
I don't know. This is why you're the writer. Your friends are your friends or whatever.
My friends are words.
Your friends are words. Everybody else hates you.
Yes, indeed. Okay.
Not really.
You can't describe an orgasm.
Depends on what. There are a few things that will suck.
Yeah, but not... Okay.
Nipples. clits,
lips and tongue.
Lips and tongues. Slight distraction from what I'm talking about, but I like a good frozen popsicle thing too.
Now, if you incorporate the frozen popsicle with sucking on the nipples and the clits and stuff, and that can be fun.
I have done ice play before.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, now, but I'm not going to be having an orgasm. Should I tack an orgasm onto the end of this?
I think there are enough of them out there, and these people probably can find them pretty easily.
Yeah.
So
I have an extensive catalog.
And if you can't find one, let us know. We'll give you an URL.
There you go. All right, what an orgasm feels like to me.
Explosions.
It's very explosive. It's a buildup of pressure.
She vibrates.
I do. And all my muscles tense up, and I hold my breath, and it's like I'm, you know, straining to come. And then when I do, it sort of just kind of goes. It's like this burst of energy that goes out everywhere in my body. Mm-hmm. And the good ones last a while. You know, the burst goes on and on for a little while. That's why I don't call myself multi-orgasmic. I just, you know, it's not boom and it's over. It's, you know, that kind of thing. So that's what it is. That's an orgasm. And they're lovely.
And she's, well, I don't quite know how to put this. Greedy's not quite the right word.
Not greedy.
One of the reasons that she's not so multi-orgasmic is because once she has had her orgasm, like, then it's, she has other things that she wants, and she's rather insistent.
Yes.
So, you know, there have been a few times when I've grabbed her hands and, you know, locked my shoulders onto the back of her thighs and, you know, not let her have her way by giving her way. But she has been multi-orgasmic on those occasions.
Yes.
But usually she's, well, I guess greedy does kind of work since it's something that you want.
I want the dick.
She does. She does. And I'm quite happy to provide.
Okay, that is the end of the questionnaire, finally. If any of you have actually made it through all three parts, you are a wonderful person. And I apologize for our lack of brevity.
I don't.
I do.
It's what made it fun.
No, it would, for us. For us, it was hilarious. We had so much fun doing this, but no one wants to know all this crap about us.
If they didn't want to know the crap, they wouldn't have asked the questions.
Okay. All right, CB, this is your fault.
Okay, yeah, we're blaming CB.
All right, bye-bye.